News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Bob Colwell, the Texas Department of Transportation Bryan office. Two subjects. First, improvements to the Earl Rudder Freeway, approved by the Texas Transportation Commission last week.
Transportation Commission met, and they're going to move forward on the $1.9 billion in construction and project development. What TxDOT has done is partnered with the Metropolitan Planning Organizations, or MPOs, regional transportation organizations and districts to identify projects that focus on safety, congestion, maintenance, and statewide connectivity in the coming months. The project that we got approved for here in the Bryan District is on State Highway 6 in Brazos County, and it is to upgrade the bypass ramps from FM 158 to FM 2818. And the money we received was about $9.5 million, and that's with MPO and what TxDOT got together. They'll put both of those monies together to do this project, and then we will have to actually add some more money. We don't know the exact cost of the project, but it's going to be more than $11 million at this point. That project, we're developing it right now. In the coming weeks, we will be having an informal meeting that we hope everybody comes out and sees what we're doing. The public meeting for the new ramps, where the public can come out and look at it, will be at the Brazos Center on Thursday, July the 12th at 4 p.m. till about 6. I think it's from 4 to 8. And so we hope everyone comes out and looks at what TxDOT is proposing. As everybody knows, that it's kind of hairy to get on and off the bypass, and so this is the project that the MPO locally and TxDOT has decided that they would like to do. And so this is the money that the Transportation Commission found, and we've all worked with our local partners, and they awarded $1.9 billion of construction yesterday, and we got about $9 million of it to this project.
Is there a projected construction schedule set yet?
This project will let in December of 2012, so it usually takes the contractor 60 to 90 days once a contractor is on board. So you'll start seeing construction in January, February, or March of next year.
And then going back to the informal meeting, this is one of those gatherings where folks can come and go as they please and ask questions.
That is correct. People can come and go as they please. It's just an open house meeting, and it's something that we are trying to do to inform the public of what is going to come.
Continuing my visit with Bob Colwell, the Texas Department of Transportation Bryan office, a new service from TxDOT. You can go online and download on your smartphone an application about traffic conditions, road conditions throughout the state.
TxDOT has launched a new online map application called Drive Texas that provides travelers with real-time conditions, traffic, and weather feeds, as well as links to other useful information. The new site features a user-friendly interface, making it easy for the traveling public to access real-time conditions affecting travel across Texas. The application can be found at www.drivetexas.org or by clicking on the Highway Conditions link on TxDOT homepage, which is www.txdot.gov. And for those on the go, a mobile-friendly version is available to use Drive Texas while en route. Motorists are asked to pull off the highway to a safe location or have a passenger access the service. Let's see.
And I'm glad you brought up the safety point there. You certainly don't want people behind the wheel doing this.
That is correct. TxDOT is committed to working with others to provide safe and reliable transportation solutions for Texas. And this is a new feature that provides the traveling public with the information they need to plan their trips and arrive safely at their destinations.
Again, that website, drivetexas.org. Thanks to Bob Colwell, the Texas Department of Transportation Bryan office, visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.